The answer is D, decreased left ventricular pressure, increased right ventricular pressure, and increased left atrial pressure. The bottom line is, if you have more blood moving out of the left ventricle into the right ventricle, you're going to have less pressure in the left ventricle, and therefore more pressure in the right ventricle. And then the harder variable here is the left atrial pressure. You will have increased left atrial pressure if, in addition to the blood from the systemic circulation, if you now have increased preload that has to go back through the lungs to the left atrium because of that open VSD, that explains why our left atrial pressure is now increased if our defect has reopened. That's it.